You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got a couple of good ones here, I think.
Two?
Two and one.
It's you better have some good ones.
It's a two for one.
Ooh, wow, okay.
I think they're highly above average.
What does that mean?
You selling this short.
What does that mean? Highly above average. Yeah. What does that mean?
Every time I feel like the social media has gone straight to hell, you get just like a moment where you're like, this is the best thing ever that I never would have known about, never would have seen. Most people never would have heard in their lives, you know, if it wasn't for social media and somebody posting a video. So I take you to a kid's Christmas program, not my grandchild's, a kid's Christmas program. And for some reason, they were singing Rocky Top.
I'm hoping it's in Tennessee.
I'm guessing in Tennessee.
The indoctrination does not make sense.
Well, you say that, but there was one kid in a red shirt, alternately arms crossed, hands in pockets, pursed his lips, shaking his head, refusing to sing because he was a Georgia fan. He's all the kids are singing, hand gestures, everything. He's got his hands crossed or his hands in his pockets.
Like he was just shaking his head.
He was just, nope.
Are you sure that wasn't Kirby Smart?
Nope. He kind of looked like him. not going to happen. Did you see the video?
What a very unfortunate lot in life for as a child being like, you look like somebody famous. You look like Kirby Smart.
Kirby Smart.
No, and the worst is when you see a little kid, you look like an old ass man.
Yeah, and he kind of did that too.
He did.
He kind of looked like that.
You look like somebody's dad.
So that the first part of the confession is that, you know, just reassuring sometimes when the internet comes through for you because you laugh so hard and watch the video 25 times. The second thing is this kid needs a scholarship.
To what?
To Georgia. This kid needs a scholarship.
For not singing Rocky Top?
Yes. He was, I mean, that's his teacher in front of him. They practiced it.
John Lopez is the reason why our country's going to hell in a handbasket. Right, just giving out scholarships for anything.
All right, get him tickets and a sideline pass.
Okay, I'm in. Right. I'm back in.
Keep in mind.
Let him meet Uggan.
What did he look like? Fifth grade, maybe? Somewhere in there?
Probably
fourth,
so.
Fourth or fifth grade. And this is his teacher. The parents are there. It's the school program.
I ain't going
to
do it.
They're all singing. He's just.
I ain't going to do it.
Nope.
Can't make me.
Can't sing Rocky Top.
Hey,
I'm a Georgia fan.
Hey,
I would do the same thing. Like, I ain't singing no Michigan song as a kid. You kidding me?
But think about the pressure on a fourth or fifth grader. Like,
yeah.
Teacher's like probably making gestures herself like, sing. And he's like, not going to happen. Not going to happen.
That got to be messed up, too, because I'm guessing they are in Tennessee, right?
I would guess, but yeah. You never know. They might be doing just, a tribute to what, you know, whatever. Yeah,
but they, I mean,
Southeastern Conference schools. It's the South.
I would probably say, just for the sake of the argument, say yes, they're in Tennessee. But just imagine growing up and your household is Georgia. You got to go through that, man, as a kid.
The weirdest part about this is how are we singing? And I know Rocky Top exists as a song you know, in and of itself, but just like, why is this being sung at the school exactly?
Hey, man. It's the South.
I'm about to say it's Tennessee. That's all they got. Like,
we're not going to talk about that being just a little weird. I'm not saying it's the weirdest thing to happen.
To me, that's similar to Texas A&M or fight songs being played at weddings.
Oh, every wedding of ours.
That's what I'm saying. That's kind of a thing. I used to think it was weird, but it's super common now. So I had no problem with it.
Hold my tongue, friends.
Every single wedding.
Yeah, every single time. I'm like, oh, brother.
And everybody took part.
Yep. I have no issue with it now.
Everyone took part.
I think that I have seen the latest worst idea I have ever seen around college football.
And that is?
Are you familiar with the prediction market Kalshi?
I am now. I did come across this.
So Kalshi been out here in these streets. Basically legalizing gambling where it's not legal. It's what they do is you trade prediction markets. So and I don't want to get in the weeds with it because
it's like
honestly,
trading stocks, but making it on point spreads.
Yeah. On prediction. Yeah. So what if you are one who is inclined towards, you know, the gambling, you might've noticed that there is the possibility of having, you know, trading prediction, markets, which all of a sudden makes what had previously been viewed kind of similar to, oh man, gambling not legal in my state. Oh wait, I can have some of these fun things.
God bless them.
In my state.
God
so
bless.
So Kalshi, I think, has been one of the leaders on it. I don't know specifically if they have been but I've noticed them a lot recently. Apparently, they have notified federal regulators yesterday that it is now going to self-certify markets on whether college athletes will enter the transfer portal. So you can read this as they are basically setting themselves up to essentially, not technically, because I don't want no lawyers coming after me, but essentially gambling on whether players are going to the transfer portal and where they'll go. Yeah, this sounds like the worst thing in the world.
That might be a bit much.
What?
And also kind of sounds like it could get dirty real quick.
Exactly.
dirty real
from their perspective.
It was dirty from the moment you start talking about this.
What is to stop some kid who already is sitting here like, maybe I'm not making the money I want, maybe I'm not in the circumstance I want, to go and bet some stuff and then bet some money.
Or tell his friends.
Or tell his friends, jump into the transfer portal and everybody get rich.
Yeah.
This sounds worse than straight up gambling.
It kind of does.
You better off just betting on a game, man.
It kind of does.
Goodness gracious.
Like, this is absurd. And then talk less of that portion of it, which is the clear potential conflict of interest. How insane are you to go, yeah, I think that kid is leaving, and I'm putting money on it. Like, this doesn't do anything to help, I think, college football or college sports as a whole. And this only serves to further, like, I think, erode the foundation of what we're talking about here. I hate to be the dude who is like Chicken Little and say that everything is falling down, but this one looks like it's really, really bad.
It looks that way because it kind of feels that way. It kind of feels that way.
Yeah, so I was like, I cannot believe that we are in this place. This is the worst thing that I've seen college football try and do since trying to take private equity money. And those have happened in relative
They're
quick
both
succession.
Back to back.
Yes. So I can only imagine the next stupid thing that I go, this is the worst thing that college football is doing.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So I ran across a Josina Anderson tweet. I ain't going to read it all because there's a lot going on in here, like always.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, but she pretty much tweeted that I guess people or teams are interested in one Bill Belichick. Mm-hmm. And she brought up a couple teams. I ain't going to go through this whole tweet. But a couple teams she brought up was Atlanta, New York, and Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Might be interested, or both of them might have mutual interest.
Atlanta, New York, and Cleveland, huh?
Yeah. I got to confess, man, I kind of want to see the Cleveland thing happen just off of straight up drama. I just want to see how that going to go in Cleveland.
Just for the tweets.
Yeah. And then also my second confession is this is a little bit sad, man. Mm-hmm. Like Cleveland, when he got let go in New England, I thought teams would be lined up to try to get him. Mm-hmm. Obviously that didn't work out and he went to North Carolina. But, man, I'm like, damn, this is sad. If he ended up in Cleveland, mm-hmm. I would have never guessed that, man. A Hall of Fame coach like that.
He's coached there.
Yeah, early in the Stone Ages. People don't even remember that. A lot of people now don't even remember that.
Yeah.
But it's kind of sad, man. This is sad. This is a damn shame what they did to that dog, man. I feel like it's kind of going out a little sad.
Dog did it to himself.
Yeah.
Right? He ain't had to do, like, and to...
To be fair,
I can understand why a dude is like, I don't want my career to be over. I would still like to do this, so I'm going to go do this. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to know, man, when you're losing your fastball.
Yeah.
And for a handful of years before he left New England, mm-hmm. you could see that the market inefficiencies that he was taking advantage of to give him the, give him the advantages personnel-wise were not happening. So his decisions personnel-wise were bad. On top of that, the thing that I thought made Bill Belichick great, and I know that some people want to give Tom Brady all the credit. You cannot give Tom Brady this credit. He was so good at finding the ways that everybody else was, like everybody else had these schematic things as the, mm-hmm. this is what the NFL is doing, and he zigged where everybody zagged. He was frequently on the forefront and on the cusp mm-hmm. of schematic advantage. There was a point in time in the NFL, we were like, well, we know what Bill Belichick is going to do. He's going to do this thing that I guess nobody had really thought of to that point, or maybe not done at least as well as he was, mm-hmm. which is your star receiver, we're not matching up with our star cornerback. We're doubling him, and we're going to put our star receiver on your second guy, and now what you going to do?
Yeah, we're going to take away your best asset and let you beat us another way.
Yeah.
And so, like, these are the things that he no longer is giving you schematic advantage.
Well, it's no longer unique to him. There are so many things that other people do.
But I also think that he is not also, he's not at the forefront along with that group. It's just he's not in that group anymore.
Yeah.
And he's not good on
personnel.
He's
not doing the other stuff.
Where's he giving you advantage?
It'd be one thing if he was so like A1 in personnel and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But he ain't even doing that good.
And that's before I even talked about his lady.
Did you see the latest with him and his lady?
I did not.
I seen him at the little her little event, or
she did another cheerleading competition.
Yeah,
and
oh, that was from a few weeks.
No, he did another one like this week.
Oh wow!
And
she's running the circus.
No, the best part of the whole video, he's wearing the backpack with all her stuff in it. So she's walking next to him, has to reach in and grab whatever, a pom pom or a water bottle or something. He stops. She unzips the bag and grabs her stuff. He's carrying her cheerleader gear on his back at a cheerleading competition.
Well, that's
Bill Belichick.
Hey, I would love to see that in Cleveland.
So, like you saying, he's Bill Belichick. What he actually is, the boyfriend. You know what the boyfriend does? Hold my bag.
That's right.
We all been there. Come on, we ain't got to lie. We're amongst friends. We've all been there.
Hold my purse.
That's one of the places where I sympathize with Bill Belichick. A lot of these things I don't. It be like that sometimes, man. This is the thing. You want to get out here in these streets to play with these young ladies? Welcome to the playing with the young ladies. Carry the bag, brother. All right, there you go. Those are your lunchtime confessions. Did not expect being there, mind you, here on this Thursday. Coming up next, we get ready to we'll do a little buy or sell. But before we do that, we got a giveaway. Houston Cougar basketball, baby. It's hot. It's what's happening in the city, and you can be there. All you got to do is be caller number 9 right now, 713-572-4610. You win a 4-pack. Count them. 4-pack of tickets to see the Cougars face off against Middle Tennessee. It's basketball. Man, there's some great things happening basketball-wise. You got the freshmen happening. You've got some of the upperclassmen. This is one of the best constructed teams in all of the nation, college basketball-wise, and you want to see it. All you got to do is call and be caller number 9, 713-572-4610. If you don't win, don't worry about it. You can always go and buy your tickets by going to uhcougars.com/tickets or calling 713-572-4610. Go Cougs. That's University of Houston Cougars taking on Middle Tennessee December 29th in the great city of Houston. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's do a little buy or sell.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.